We're live at EXT, and we've got Dan Leas here.
Hello, how are you?
Dan, you have this new album called Dangerous Things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a significance behind that phrase?
Not beyond the way that it felt when that lyric and that melody sort of magically appeared in my mind one day. It was immediately catchy and just immediately felt important in myself for some reason. And, mm-hmm. and then it just felt like a great opening track, and it felt like with the photo and just all of it, it just felt like the right title, and it just, I don't know. Not much more than that.
Augustana, the band you were the front man for, kind of helped define the sound of American rock in the 2000s. And what happened?
Well, as far as departing from that, I have incredibly fond memories of those years and my bandmates and the records that we made all the way through the last couple of years. But when it came to when I was writing this material, it felt I would write one or two songs from this record or something else that sounded like these songs and maybe that didn't make the cut. And then I'd say, okay, well, I think this is my solo thing, or this is my inevitable departure from Augustana down the road. And then I'd try to write something that felt, in quotations, more like Augustana music. And after a while, I lost the perspective. I lost the plot a little bit. I began to write and produce the Augustana stuff in a way that I felt, well, I think the fans would like this. This sounds like something they'd appreciate or would be used to. And I just completely lost my way on that. And this album and this particular journey I'm on now felt like the right thing at the right time, liberating, exciting, creatively fulfilling.
Do you find that what you're doing now is an extension of that, or do you feel you've sort of veered a little off?
I feel that the two worlds are not that far apart. I think it was very important for me to make sure that I left off any other instrumentation in order to make a very clear statement that this was, okay, look, this is something different. There will not be any drums, no bass, no percussion. I'm just going to have sounds of the things that I've always loved, and I'm going to have them behind a piano or an acoustic guitar and a voice, and that's it. So a pedal steel, a fiddle, and a piano, and a vocal, for example. I wanted to make sure I had one rule in my mind, which was there was no doubling anything, no doubling any tracks, and then never more than two instruments on any one song. That was it. That was my choice. You know, do I want a fiddle and a piano on this one and a vocal? Okay, great. I mean, but that was it. Three elements. And then, of course, if we bring in the Secret Sisters.
Right. I was gonna bring in the Secret Sisters. And how did you get hooked up with them?
It was kind of a cold call, really. We were fans. When I say we, I mean my wife, my manager, myself. We were fans of what the sisters have been doing over the last couple of years. When we were putting together the final touches on the album, listening through, I felt as if there was something missing, but it wasn't any of those things that I mentioned, drums or bass, or there was a presence lacking on the tracks that we weren't sure what it was. And my manager said, I think it's maybe background vocals. You know, we've never done that before. In that sense, where you call somebody to come make a distinct, you know, background vocal track that really stands out. We called them up. It was a quick yes and a happy answer, and supposed to do just one or two songs in theory. And as they sang on one song, then another song, you know, I said, well, try this one, you know, or how about this one? Can you try a fifth one? So they just kind of kept going per my request. So
that must have been fun for you too.
It was beautiful to watch them sing. And it only took about 3 hours or so, but so it was very quick, but I think it leaves a beautiful legacy on the album and really lifts the songs up in a really special way.
We're live at EXT with Dan Leas. His album is called Dangerous Things. Dan, let's have you play a couple songs. You want to start off with Dangerous Things?
Sure.
All right.
Don't tell me I can't find out why it hurts to fall. Don't tell me I can't touch that open flame. Only got one life to live, and I ain't about to waste it. I'll have plenty of time to waste when I'm dead. 'Cause I can't help but push until it's broken, and I can't help but kick in doors that ain't open. I was born for chasing storms. I think I love the pain, 'cause I can't help playing with dangerous things. Don't tell me I can't go past that warning sign. Don't tell me I can't find out for myself. I only want a good story to tell, and if I ain't around to tell it, it's the only story I intend to write. I can't help but drink until I'm spinning, and I can't help but stealing something I ain't getting. I was born for chasing storms. I think I love the pain, 'cause I can't help playing with dangerous things. Game I'm playing here. Don't tell me that I'm losing everything. I know I only got hell to pay, and the devil's down there waiting. I'm gonna run so far I'll never find out where I am. 'Cause I can't help but spend till I got nothing. I can't help but try to get into something. I was born for chasing storms. I think I love the pain, 'cause I can't help playing with dangerous things. Said I can't help playing with dangerous things. Said I can't help playing with dangerous things.
Hey, this is Dan Leyes, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
If it hurts, don't say a word. The only thing you ever heard. You can catch that dove, but don't let it fly. Fill your head with all that stuff. Fill your hands with not that. Up your chin, barely getting by. Wind will blow, the bow will break. Someday you may lose your faith. Know you long to fix those wings, but if that mockingbird don't sing, you can have mine. If you're running out of rope, you can have mine. If you're getting low on hope, you can have mine. If you need eyes to guide you home, you can have mine. If your heart is all alone, when you need a hand, call me up and you can have mine. Wishes get that far, waiting on an answer in the night. You might think you're on your own, strong enough to take it all. Just in case, I'll be right by your side. The wind will blow, the bow will break. Someday you may lose your faith. Know you long to fix those wings, but if that mockingbird don't sing, you can have mine. If you're running out of rope, you can have mine. If you're getting low on hope, you can have mine. If you need eyes to guide you home, you can have mine. If you your heart is all alone. When you need a hand, call me up and you can have mine anytime. You can have my baby, it's fine. You can have mine.
Dan Lais is live at EXT. That's You Can Have Mine. His album is Dangerous Things. So, Dan, I read that you're a pretty big fan of American roots and country music, and particularly a certain era of country music.
Yeah. When I moved to Nashville, my family and I moved to Nashville about three and a half years ago. I knew that I had it in my mind that I wanted to write a little bit more directly with country writers, both for myself and for other artists. And I felt that having already had the knowledge and the passion for the sounds of guys like Graham Parsons or Emmylou Harris, or, you know, what the Byrds did, and that whole alt-country Americana world, Nashville skyline, Bob Dylan, I felt that I needed to dive even deeper. I needed to commit some time to learning the sounds and songs of Tammy Wynette, George Jones. Don Gibson ended up being one of my favorites. All of these artists and these performers, it didn't take me long to realize that this was my favorite kind of songwriting. The way that they wrote those songs and sang those songs, even the sound of their vowels sometimes. Stand by your man. I don't know the way that Tammy sings that. I don't know. It's unbelievable. It's hard. You don't hear people sing like that much anymore. And so I wanted to immerse myself in that and make sure that if I was going to be writing country music, I knew where it came from. Like I said, I did know a little bit more of my original taste of country, of sort of alt country, but I needed to go further back, and I ended up just absolutely falling in love.
So moving yourself from California, you're a California boy, you're in Nashville now, in that area. Do you feel out of water, or are you home?
No, there has been forever, of course, but there still is a total scene down there. I mean, it's Music City, USA for a reason. When a musical soul arrives in a town like that, whether permanently or temporarily, you can't help but, it sounds so cheesy, but it's, you can really feel the music. I mean, I really mean it. There's something in the air. It's a town that's respected music and musicians and built entire families and neighborhoods just strictly based on people's passion and appreciation for great songs and great performers. It's been an easier transition, certainly, coming into Nashville, just because there's so many great writers and players. It's so easy to find what it is that you're looking for.
And what drove you to Nashville?
Actually, less so to do with the musical part of my life and more so to do with our family and looking for some green grass and some open fields and some fresh air coming from Los Angeles.
It's quite a change.
Yeah. And we haven't looked back. We've absolutely fallen in love. We felt it was time to get out of the city and give the kids a proper residential suburban experience for a few years. Even if it's not forever, we figured, let's go give this a shot. And we were fortunate enough to be able to buy a home, and we've taken care of it and taken care of ourselves. And we've got a wonderful life down in Tennessee.
That's great. Live at EXT, Dan Lais is here. His album is called Dangerous Things. Dan, we're so glad you put this out. What would you say this separates this from the body of work that you've done to date?
I think it's actually a blend. If I'm thinking about it, I think it's a blend. The idea of the song, I felt as if I was writing songs for the sake of writing songs. On this album, I felt that I had a very clear, intentional drive to develop characters and stories, whether it was, you know, a 2.5 or 4 minute song. That's the biggest. I mean, there's the obvious, the sounds and the presentation sonically is certainly a departure from past records I've made. But I think the larger idea is that I was going to write songs about other people in my life outside of my own self. And I was going to stay focused on trying to write timeless, important melodies mixed with important sentiments that would touch not only myself, but other people, and just be important in some way to someone.
That's great. Well, Dan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
The song Driveway, your whole family's in the video?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a beautiful video.
Thank you very much. We shot that at our home, and I was able to convince my wife and kids to jump in there. So, selfishly.
How hard was this song to write?
It was hard. It came from a direct experience of watching a friend, a very close friend of mine, deal with separation from his wife. And it was very close. And it was unfortunately very easy to write in a lot of ways, in that it was sort of all laid out in front of me. I got the inspiration of the lyric by actually seeing this sort of happening before my eyes, and then just went home and was able to sort of, with a lot of hesitation, because it was going to be painful to write, just sort of put these pieces, these puzzle pieces together in the right way. And then, you know, I went upstairs and showed my wife, but I still had a few lyrics that were very crucial that I felt I was missing, and I couldn't quite connect the dots. And my wife was laying there, and she came up with some great lyrics. And that was the first song we had ever accidentally put together. She won't take credit for this song. I try to give it to her. She won't do it. She refuses.
Well, you just did. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Well, Dan, thank you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Prisoner in my own car. She's leaning on the sink, trying not to think. Wondering how much longer we can fake this thing. We're both giving more than we both get. This has been so hard. Don't wanna give up yet. You're in there, I'm out here. I can't bear to leave, I can't stand to stay. So I'm just sitting here, parked in the driveway. It used to be you and me. We'd have a date in the front, kids sleeping in the backseat. This driveway was an open road. I didn't think at the start this is where it was gonna go. We're both giving more. This has been so hard, we don't wanna give up yet. You're in there, I'm out here. I can't bear to leave, I can't stand to stay. So I'm just sitting here, parked in the driveway. Things when it was a long, slow death. Put ourselves in the corner time and time again. It's hard to say if it's too late. Did you give up or I drove away? Can't bear to leave. I can't stand to stay. So I'm just sitting here, parked in the driveway. This was a home a long time ago. We don't want to miss it, but I think we both know. We're both giving more than we both get. This has been so hard, we don't want to give up yet. I'm just sitting here, parked in.
driveway. All right, I'm Dan Leyes, and this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.